I just finished a book and I just need to talk about it. I was enchanted, absolutely wrapped up by this book. That often happens when I read books by this author. Now I'm talking about Horror Movie by Paul Tremblay. Whether it was a book like Head Full of Ghosts or Cabin at the End of the World, I just always had a rather singular experience when it comes to reading Paul Tremblay's work. Absolutely love his writing. I think he's one of the best writers in the horror genre today. And when this book first released, it was immediately on my radar. And after finishing it, I feel like that was for good reason. I finished this book in a single day because I found it absolutely impossible to put down. It just slowly unfurls the sense of genuine dread and surprise. You sort of know that something bad is coming down the pike, yet you cannot look away, which at times is a tough balance to be struck in horror, but manages it extremely well in this book. This book is pitched as a sort of chilling twist on the cursed film genre, and it centers around a group of four young friends who get together in the year of 1993 to make a now notorious art house horror flick. The catch with that, though, is that the film was never shown in theaters or released at all, but three scenes were eventually leaked onto the internet, and those three scenes have now sprung an absolutely rabid cult fan base for a film that now, three decades later, has Hollywood pushing for a big budget remake. And out of the four members from the original production from 1993, only one has survived, our protagonist, who plays both the victim and the villain in the movie. He's narrating what his life has looked like since the tragic events that led to this film's lack of release, and alongside that, we are given the original screenplay of the movie, along with what happened during the filming of it, and you are just waiting for that ball to drop, that disaster to strike. Memories are flooding back to the protagonist, reality and fiction are beginning to blur with his narration and his memories, and what it results in is a psychologically chilling, suspenseful, and mind-bending exploration of the horror genre, why we're obsessed with it, and the ultimate cost of it all. And like a lot of other Tremblay books, this was an extremely surreal experience reading this book. That structure of the screenplay unfolding along with the present thoughts and narration of the protagonist from the original film made for such a unique experience. I could go on about this book for a while. There's just so much dread packed into 270 odd pages here that emits genuine terror in ways that I don't experience all that often in books today. So I get why general reception of Tremblay isn't always the best sometimes. I don't think everyone loves the ambiguous ending, sometimes being left up for interpretation, but regardless, I'm enjoying his work. I loved this one, and I'd love to hear what you thought of it.